It's time for Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3, brought to you by the Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian
and Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness. I hope a lot of you have heard about Judy Mikovits. She travels around the country. She wrote an amazing book called Plague. And she has an enormous courage. And, you know, she were kidnapped. She was put in jail. She was fired, of course, for telling the truth. And where does this courage come from?
Well, it comes straight from God. I mean, it's sad to say that it takes courage to do the right thing.
Yeah, it is
and
sad.
And so it's sad to say, you know, and you said it only came in the last 3 years. No. If you hear our book, listen to the audio, Ending Plague, Frank Rossetti and Judy Mikovits, and you hear the story, you hear how God's with you every step of the way. It comes from believing in God and living that word and knowing that truth. And unfortunately, there were some words that I was a little bit too much Peter in my responses when, you know, it's okay, Jesus, that's not going to happen to you. We'll, you know, and I got a little too angry. And so this is my story. Where was my sin in all of this? Oh, I made it real easy. I told them exactly what they could do to themselves. Every single time they told me to change data, to lie about data. Omission is a lie. When you don't provide the complete amount of data, it's a lie. And that's against the Ten Commandments. There's only one God, and it's not you. I have no idols before you, and I live that. But where I forgot, and unfortunately, you know, silence equals death, and that's what the movie Plandemic and Plandemic 3 shows you. Silence equals death, and if we don't speak the truth in love, there's no way I'm ever going to be able to have this conversation, because everybody will always say, oh, you're just mad. No, I'm not mad. I'm trying not to be self-righteous.
Isn't it a little strange when people are honest and transparent and mm-hmm. clear, they're considered odd? And if you're a jerk and go along with the program and a part of the difficulty, you're considered perfectly normal. I mean, I guess it's been like this throughout history.
Yeah.
Because the people who aren't willing to put the effort forth to be candid and honest and open and loving and compassionate pretty much are angry at the people who are like you.
Yeah. And so the interesting thing is, you know, I've had 3 books, Plague, published November 16th, 2014, Plague of Corruption, April 14th, 2020, and Ending Plague, August 1st, 2021. And do you know about any of those books? Have you seen any of this? Did Robert Malone or Bobby Kennedy, or was that book even mentioned? Or the corruption in vaccine court, so-called vaccine court? Was any of that even mentioned in the real Anthony Fauci? This is how censored science has become.
Right.
It's not your fault. It's not their fault they've been lied to and they call CFS a virus or EBV. You know, no, these viruses don't cause cancer if you keep your immune system healthy.
That's right.
Look around. Look around. We see the explosion. That was my PhD. Not that HIV didn't exist, but no weapon formed against us. I don't care if it's a bioweapon. SARS-CoV-2 has been in every polio shot since 2004. And I've said that for at least the last year, publicly everywhere I go, for at least. And did you know not one person has said, you know, Judy, you're wrong.
Yeah, because you're not.
And you know why? Because I'm not wrong.
That's right. Well, let me ask you a question. I was talking to a research scientist I know from Europe, and they happened to be at a meeting, and it slipped, I supposedly, in the meeting, that the next pandemic they're going to bring out, or plandemic, as we should say, is S-E-E-R-S. Do you know anything about that?
No, but here's the thing. I don't know what the acronym stands for right at this second. But here's the thing. They injected Marburg, Ebola. They injected Ebola and killed 21,000 Liberians in 2014. Obama sent it, Fauci, by way of Obama, to cover up William Thompson's confession about that little problem they had with MMR, three RNA viruses. Oh, that didn't work when you injected them in vulnerable little Black, Hispanic, or Indigenous people around the world. Oh, because they have to worry more about malarias and other oxygen robbers and other poisons. Yeah, have I ever heard of that? No, because they're not going to release anything because it's already there. And I know that because I have the patent since April of 2010 on the variants on all their viruses. I have the samples. I can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt when I and my husband, Ciro, converted to Omicron in 2010, or to XMRV, the VP62 variant that never was in humans, but it just showed up in a bat cave on Halloween. Oh, it just showed up in a bat cave, and they published it with Bat Lady in 2011. Well, that was a month after I was fired, locked down, and all the stuff taken out of my lab. Oh, if people don't know the truth, they're never going to know. So, no, they won't release another plandemic. I don't care what they call it. Bye-bye, people. I can prove to you within a methylated base pair. I can tell you if the virus is on or off. We can heal you. All you have to do is walk away. And we've set up those systems for you. We've shown you on our website, therealdrjudy.com. We've got wellness classes.
Judy, say that slower again. So how do they get on your website to see this?
Therealdrjudy.com.
Okay.
Therealdrjudy.com. Go on there. We have classes. We have a store. We have every lecture. We have every talk. You'll get those papers by Moore and Reed that'll show you, oh, yeah, that pandemic strain of influenza, they released that one in 2004, too. And they gave that to the Italians in their flu vaccine and made in Derby dog kidney cells in 2018 and 19. That's how we killed the Italians.
We're getting calls in already, so let's go really slow how people can get on your website again. So say it very, very slow.
therealdrjudy.com.
Now, when we come back, Judy, we're going to talk about some very interesting phenomena that happened because of you and your brain, that they destroyed everything. You went away on a weekend, you came back, everything was destroyed with all of this revealing information about how they're infecting the population intentionally. And you have a photographic memory. Shame on them. So we'll be right back.
Well your world and transform your life. Hippocrates Health Institute has been healing people, reversing chronic disease, and boosting immunity and longevity for over 60 years. Located in West Palm Beach on 60 lush tropical acres, Hippocrates Health Institute has a program for you. Call them at 561-471-8876. Reserve a consultation and tour today. Visit their website at HippocratesInst.org. Call 561-471-8876. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Anna Maria
and Brian Clement. Here we are this week, once again, back together. So happy to always share what we're learning at the same moment you are with the worldwide audience. And today we have a special guest who's been on with us before that we have great admiration for. And by the end of this interview, you'll have great admiration for. Judy Mikovits is a woman who's brave, and that's not really something you hear in a sentence with most scientists. When I was growing up and studying scientists, most scientists I knew were very remiss and very quiet and in many ways considered like, you know, intellectuals and oddballs and that type of thing. And so when they're in laboratories and they're in with their colleagues, everything is copacetic. But when they're put in a position where they've got to now yell and scream at the top of the mountain about findings they've discovered that could save the human race, that could save endless millions of lives, it puts them in a position that they inherently are not that comfortable with, to get up on top of the chair and scream and yell and say, please, please, science has gone a little wild here. And that's exactly what Judy did a number of years ago. And she was working with some people that ended up with Nobel Prizes, so this is not somebody who had a speculative hypothesis about what may happen. This is about, hey, the top scientist in America, arguably some in the world, figured out that retroviruses, that's things like HIV is a retrovirus, chronic fatigue syndrome is a retrovirus, may not only cause diseases as we know today, like multiple sclerosis, but cancers. So, Judy, welcome back with us.
Oh, hi, Brian. It's nice to be back. And I'll just correct one of your words there, because chronic fatigue syndrome is a syndrome of disease where you're tired. Is there a family of retroviruses associated with what is destroying your mitochondria's ability to make energy? Yeah. And they happen to be man-made retroviruses. COVID-19 is similarly, I was doing my rascal imitation. If you remember, Meet George Jetson and the Jetsons, because that's kind of where we are. Yeah. And Rastro used to talk, because retroviruses reverse transcribe their messenger RNA back into DNA, and then using an enzyme called reverse transcriptase, it writes backwards. And then they also have another gene that is unique to retroviruses. And let's just say it's like that little thing they're using in the labs now to make your little COVID shots, your mRNA, your manufactured, called CRISPR-Cas. Oh, maybe they're like a technique where you can cut open. The gene is called integrase. And in this family of viruses that plants even have, folks, so I'm so done with there's no such thing as a virus. Viruses are 8% of our genomes, gamma retroviruses, that tell us what's my virus and what's yours. They're on-off switches. They don't make whole viruses. They only make spike proteins, envelope proteins, pieces and parts that are needed to be what's called immunogenic, to signal which organ system, where are we going? Where's the immune cell? Where's the, Candace Pert and Bruce Lipton? Where are we sending the fire trucks to the fire? Peptide T, which cell are we trying to block the interaction? Oh, the monocyte macrophage, my PhD thesis in biochemistry and molecular biology. Chronic fatigue syndrome is a syndrome, a collection of debilitating fatigue as you're being poisoned, as oxygen is being robbed from your system, as your mitochondria can't make energy, and as your DNA, your God-given DNA, which turns over 10 to the 9th red blood cells every day, blood cells, white blood cells and red blood cells, that's 10 with 9 zeros. In order to send the fire trucks, the exosomes, to the fire, and outside of that exosome is sticking your little SU, your surface unit, from your God-given viruses that say, no, 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 that's not human immune deficiency virus, that's synthetic, part monkey SIV, part simian immune deficiency, part mouse gamma retrovirus, XMRV, mouse gamma retroviruses, our book, Ending Plague. That's the first time Frank Rossetti, Dr. Rossetti, ever talked out loud with Luc Montagnier before he was killed.
Yes.
And make no mistake, we're being poisoned and killed by the people that don't want you to know the truth. Nobody wanted you to hear this book. or read this book, Ending Plays, because then you are going to see that they knew exactly what they were doing. Because I was sitting in that lab with Frank Rossetti since June 6, 1983. Oh, having been fired for being that technician and refusing to manufacture, produce 100 liters of HTLV1, human T-cell leukemia lymphoma virus, you know, not only associated, but at the time, causative, when Bernie Poise and Frank Rossetti isolated it and associated it with the deadly cancer. And it was strongly associated. And the reason I said causative is because every person with evidence of AT, that had ATL, had evidence of infection of HTLV1. And I didn't say HTLV 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7. I said 1.
Wow, this is this is enlightening, Judy. I'm going to tell you, when you think about the magnitude of what we're talking about, when we come back from break, we're going to do that. That these are man-made in laboratories funded by this government and other governments around the world, and it's to infect people, and a lot of people out there are
by injection. Always been but what David Martin said. It's a bioweapon spread through your family, through your culture, deliberately kill certain races in the preservation for life. That's not how God made us.
When we come back, we're going to talk about that. And some of you have to wake up and not close down, shut down immediately and say, oh, this is conspiracy people. You're talking to one of the top scientists in the world who has the ability and willingness to put her own neck on the line and come out and tell you, as a top scientist in laboratories that watched this, saw it, and refused to actually create an infectious disease, basically was fired for that and even jailed for a short time. We're going to be right back.
How are you feeling? Wellness awaits you right here in West Palm Beach. Hippocrates Wellness Institute has been transforming lives for over 50 years. Located on 60 lush acres, the Hippocrates Wellness Institute can reverse chronic disease, help you lose weight, increase your longevity and immunity. Call for your consultation and tour today, 561-471-8876. That's 561-471-8876 for Hippocrates Wellness Institute. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian.
And Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness. And we're here with Dr. Judy Mikovich. And you know, when you hear her, you realize that so much that she's talking, everything she's saying actually, is so true. But it's been punished over and over, and she's been punished, and so everything in her lab that proved that you could not do the pandemic vaccine, you could not give that, were destroyed. But she has a super photographic memory. So tell us about that. What happened?
Well, it's actually quite a lot of fun, and it goes all the way back to D-Day 1983, and it's in our book, Ending Plague. So when I got fired for refusing to manufacture a deadly T-cell leukemia-causing virus in an open-air centrifuge in 81 and 82, I got hired by Dr. Frank Rossetti, and the whole discussion is in our book. It's really funny. But it was D-Day, June 6, 1983, was my first conversation. So I'm there in a lab with Candace Pert, who discovered endorphins, how you feel good, how you calm, happiness, You know, she wants the cytokine signature of joy. She's fabulous. Who discovered peptide T would have cured AIDS a long time ago. We'll still call Borrelli now. I've got Frank Rossetti with a heavily Boston accent, so thick. He's a microbiologist. I'm a molecular biologist and biochemist. So we already don't speak the same language. Luke Montagnier, very, very, very heavy French accent.
Oh.
So the minute, and my mom is a fabulous, she was a valedictorian of her high school, Eastern in Washington, D.C., back in the 50s, you know. And she had a photographic memory because we're Cherokee Indian, but she also did shorthand. So she knew how to write really quickly. So from the minute that happened, that I'm sitting there, I can't lose another job because, you know, sooner or later I'm in trouble because I'm yelling at everybody losing my job. But you could always yell at Frank Rossetti. And he yelled back, and you can, and we yell back, but we still do the experiment. We still trust each other, and it's all right there in the story about how when you trust God and you can say anything you want. Yeah, we were in extreme pain. When people are in extreme pain, they scream. When you see little children being murdered by shots, when you see, you know, Mickey Willis's brother and what happened to him, and when, you know, when he said in 2019, when he said my brother died of AZT, I didn't even skip a beat when I was looking at my phone. And I said, don't you mean AIDS? And I got caught in the same trap. And it was my work in 91. Well, I was silenced all the way through the decade. So I wrote it down, and I have a photographic memory. So once I write it, but once one of those lawyers, one of those guys, those bad guys, said, don't put anything in the body of an email. Use an attachment. Yeah, add the attachment because they're not discoverable in a court of law. So the minute they told me that, I put everything in the body of an email. Because in addition to my mom teaching me that silence equals death, and she usually said it at the top of her lungs and with every alliteration of F she could put into every part of speech because of her anger. And this is where the anger will kill two people. So we've got to get over. We've got to speak this truth in love and forgive each other. So I wrote down every word of it, but I made the mistake of telling people that back in the summer of 2011. So they thought they didn't need me, that they could go create their COVIDs. They could create every variant. They're already there, folks, and your God-given immune system is all you need. Never get another injection. Don't go anywhere near a store with a pharmacy in it because they're spitting that, shooting that bioweapon around the room. And yes, it's in your food. They're poisoning your animals. They told you that. Any GMO, genetically modified plant, is not of God and will not provide the nutrition. All our work is just simply God-given plants. I'm right. A Cherokee Indian that made, and a Hungarian. We do everything Austro-Hungarian. So yeah, we're tough.
Judy, before we have to leave, give the audience all over the planet a little bit of advice. You just said avoid taking the medicines because now they're lacing them with these disease-causing microbes.
Don't go in a grocery store with a pharmacy in it.
Yeah.
Don't go, don't eat GMO. Don't eat anything fake. Don't eat processed food. Go to your farmer's market. Mm-hmm. Get back into your community. Get on our website. You'll see the healing classes. We teach you. Mommy Apothecary, Dr. Tracy Straub, her book is right there. We teach you how to go back to God and the land and how to heal and how to stay well no matter what they poison you with. No weapon formed against you. Listen to Ending Plague. You will laugh. You will laugh until you cry, but this tells you the answers to your questions.
So we can get Ending Plague on your website. Is there any other the platforms that people can get this?
Yeah. Well, Amazon Audible, but not Amazon Books, because they're not shipping my books. They're shipping crib notes of my books.
You're kidding.
Or they set up fake websites. Oh, yeah, Judy, my Pine Needle Tea is not sermon. It never was. They've violated every copyright. We've been through 6 iterations. They're robbing people blind to keep you from seeing it. The real Dr. Judy, the classes are there. The education is there. Listen to the books on Amazon Audible because they're hard to understand. But when you hear it, you'll know exactly what I'm saying. And then you'll be fortified. You'll be strengthened. You'll have that courage because health and wellness starts in your mind.
We love you.
And totally agree with everything.
You're not hard to understand because your passion comes through these airwaves. People in Europe and Asia and South America, all over the world, in the middle of the Pacific, are listening to you, Judy. You're a wonderful human being. Mm. We bless you. You're a patriot. God bless you. We send you love, and we'll talk to you in the near future again. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Judy.
All of you listening all over the world, let's hope to God, and I mean to God, that you have the courage to be you and to live life with gratitude. Till next week, be well.
Thanks for listening to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org.